All right, let's take you to a really important story, I think, that that has been dominating headlines, been doing the rounds, really, in the media over the last few days. And it's quite a tragic story involving a little boy who died just after having surgery on the 11th of October. He was 10-year-old Zion Syed, and he was admitted to the Netcare Park Lane Clinic in Parktown, Johannesburg, to have routine surgery. But he seems to have suffered a collapsed lung, and they tried to resuscitate him, but it proved completely unsuccessful. And the pediatric surgeon, Dr. Peter Beale, and his anaesthetist, Dr. Abdullahi Munshi, have been suspended as a result of that. But this is not the first child who's died at the hands of Beale. A little girl died after he operated on her, I think, round about 3 years ago. So let's get the details of the story from Netcare's group's medical director, Dr. Anshan Lobsha. Dr. Lobsha, good afternoon. Thank you for making yourself available today. I know the investigation is ongoing, but at this preliminary stage, what's believed to have happened?
Jan, thank you very much for having us this afternoon. And I think I want to start by just saying how incredibly sorry we are for the tragic passing of Mr. and Mrs. Syed Van Zandt. And I think nothing that could be done can bring their child back. And we can't begin to fathom their enormous loss and what they must be going through at the moment. So I just at the outset want to say that, yes, we are busy with our internal processes, but our deepest condolences and sympathies with the family for their loss.
All right. Thank you very much for that. I'm sure they would appreciate it. Do you have any information available to you at this preliminary stage?
Joanne, what I can comment on is what we've shared already with everyone who's spoken to us about our internal investigation that is underway, and that we aren't in a position to disclose any of that detail at this stage in time until we've concluded such investigation. We can confirm that we've asked the two practitioners to refrain from practicing in our facilities, Park Lane, as well as other facilities, until we've had the opportunity to conduct a fruitful and thorough investigation on every single aspect related to this very tragic case.
All right, so I know the investigation is underway. When are you likely to have a result, Dr. Lobsha?
Joanne, these are multifactorial processes. There are some factors in the matter where we have instantaneous information based on our records, and other factors we are dependent on peers and other parties to give us information. And the doctors involved will also have the opportunity to give us their information. So we are still awaiting some pieces of the information. So I cannot at the moment commit to a timeline. All I can commit to is that we are doing it with the urgency that we can, and that we understand it's important to do it thoroughly and to give feedback transparently. And we're doing it urgently, but I cannot commit to a timeline.
All right. Is it true that the Syed family is suing the doctors?
Joanne, I cannot comment on that, unfortunately. I do not have that knowledge.
All right. Tell me, what action can you as Netcare take against the doctors if it's proven to you after you've gone through the investigation that they were both negligent?
So, Joanne, Netcare provides the facilities in which doctors practice as independent practitioners. So to give you the background of how doctors are allowed to practice in our facilities is that we go through a credentialing process where we check qualifications and current registration and good standing with the HPCSA. And that is monitored throughout the doctor's practicing privileges period in our hospital. So Netcare, as in the case with the tragic passing of Zion, had taken the decision to temporarily suspend the practicing privileges of these practitioners. So certainly that is a step that we could have taken. As I've also alluded to in all the media responses, that once we've concluded our investigation, feedback will also be provided to the Health Professionals Council of South Africa, as they are ultimately the regulatory authority of doctors having a say over doctors' practice in entirety, where we have a say over doctors' practices in Netcare. So the suspension is in place. The HPCSA is involved. We've spoken to them. We are going to collaborate with whatever they require from us as well, and we're going to look at them as the regulatory authority to also guide us once we've concluded our process as to what the appropriate action needs to be taken.
Dr. Lobsha, what's worrying is that another child, Alyssa Stradom, died after Dr. Beale seemingly cut a vein, or at least that's what he told Alyssa's mother, while operating on the little girl. And my understanding is that it took the HPCSA 3 years to give the family answers on what happened. News 24 goes on to tell us it found that Dr. Beale had acted unprofessionally. It fined him 80,000 rand for operating on the wrong side and inadequate informed consent. But then, at the end of its investigation, it found found him innocent and he went on practicing. Do you think the HPCSA's investigation in this particular case was up to scratch?
Yeah, and I'm not in a position to comment on the HPCSA. All I can confirm is that I have been in contact with them about our current situation and that we are collaborating with them on the investigation going forward.
But do you trust their ability to reach a logical and sound conclusion in this case, in Zion Syed's case?
Jan, I think as the appointed authority over doctors in South Africa, we do trust them. And we will look up to them for guidance in this matter. And I do believe that they are as shocked about the tragic passing of this child and that they would want to see the investigation seen through speedily as well. So yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much for speaking to us. At this stage, Dr. Lobsha, I see that you are bound by various legal constraints in this regard. We've offered Dr. Peter Beal right of reply. He was driving when Sehol called him. He said he would send us the details of his lawyer, and we got those details, and we spoke to his lawyer, Jean Albertser, who said that they are unable to comment on this issue, but they've asked that we provide them with the audio of this particular interview we've done with Dr. Lobsha, and we'll certainly do that. We are trying to reach Dr. Abdullah Munshi for a right of reply as well, in order to give him the opportunity to answer to the disciplinary that has been brought against him.